Joshua 13 through 14. Now Joshua was old and advanced in years, when the Lord said to him, "You are old and advanced in years, and a very large amount of the land remains to be possessed. This is the land that remains, all the regions of the Philistines and all those of the Jebusites, from Shihor, which is east of Egypt, even as far as the border of Ekron, to the north. It is counted as Canaanite. The five governors of the Philistines, the Gazite, the Ashdodite, the Ashkelonite, and the Gittite, the Ekronite, and the Avite, to the south, all the land of the Canaanite, and Mira, that belongs to the Sidonians, as far as Aphek, to the border of the Amorite, and the land of the Gebelite, and all of Lebanon, toward the east, from Baal-gad below Mount Hermon, as far as Lebo-Hamath, all the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon, as far as Misrephoth-Maim, all the Sidonians, I will drive out from the sons of Israel. Only allot it to the sons of Israel as an inheritance, as I have commanded you. Now therefore, apportion this land as an inheritance to the nine tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh." With the other half-tribe, the Reubenites and the Gadites received their inheritance which Moses gave them beyond the Jordan to the east, just as Moses the servant of the Lord gave to them. From Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, with the city which is in the middle of the valley, and all the plain of Medeba, as far as Dibon, and all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, as far as the border of the sons of Ammon, and Gilead, and the territory of the Geshurites, and the Maachathites, and all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan, as far as Saleka, all the kingdom of Og in Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth and in Edrei. He alone was left of the remnant of the Rephaim, for Moses struck them and drove them out. But the sons of Israel did not drive out the Geshurites and the Maachathites. Instead, Geshur and Maachath live among Israel to this day. Only the tribe of Levi he did not give an inheritance. The offerings by fire to the Lord, the God of Israel, are their inheritance, as he spoke to him. So Moses gave an inheritance to the tribe of the sons of Reuben according to their families. Their territory was from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, with the city which is in the middle of the valley and all the plain by Medeba, Heshbon, and all its cities which are on the plain, Dibon, Bamath Baal, Beth Baal Me'an, Jahaz, Kedemoth, Mephath, Kiriathaim, Sibma, Zereth Shahar, on the hill of the valley, Beth Peor, on the slopes of Pisgah, Beth Jeshemoth, even all the cities of the plain, and all the kingdom of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses struck with the leaders of Midian, Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, the leaders of Sihon, who lived in the land. The sons of Israel also killed Balaam, the son of Beor, the diviner, with the sword among the rest of their dead. The borders of the sons of Reuben was Jordan. This was the inheritance of the sons of Reuben according to their families, the cities and their villages. Moses also gave an inheritance to the tribe of Gad, to the sons of Gad according to their families. Their territory was Jezer, and all the cities of Gilead, and half the land of the sons of Ammon, as far as Aroer, which is opposite Rabbah, and from Heshbon as far as Ramath Mitzpah, and Betonim, and from Mahanaim as far as the border of Debir, and in the valley Beth Haram, Beth Nimrah, Succoth, and Zephon, the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, king of Heshbon, with the Jordan as a border, as far as the lower end of the sea of Shinnereth, beyond the Jordan to the east. This is the inheritance of the sons of Gad according to their families, the cities and their villages. Moses also gave an inheritance to the half-tribe of Manasseh, and it was for the half-tribe of the sons of Manasseh according to their families. Their territory was from Mahanaim, all Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the towns of Jair, which are in Bashan, six cities, also half of Gilead, with Ashtaroth and Edrei. The cities of the kingdom of Og, in Bashan, were for the sons of Machir, the son of Manasseh, for half of the sons of Machir, according to the families. These are the territories which Moses apportioned as an inheritance in the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan at Jericho to the east. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses did not give an inheritance. The Lord, the God of Israel, is their inheritance, as he had promised them. Now, these are the territories which the sons of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the head of the fathers' households of the tribes of the sons of Israel apportioned to them as inheritances, by the lot of their inheritance, just as the Lord commanded through Moses for the nine tribes and the half-tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and the half-tribe beyond the Jordan, but he did not give an inheritance to the Levites among them. For the sons of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and they did not give a portion to the Levites in the land, except cities to live in, with their pasture lands for their livestock, and for their property. The sons of Israel did exactly as the Lord commanded Moses, and they divided the land. Then the sons of Judah approached Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know the word which the Lord spoke to Moses, the man of God, on account of you and me in Kadesh Barnea? I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought word back to him, as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brothers who went up with me made the heart of the people melt with fear, but I followed the Lord my God fully." So Moses swore on that day, saying, "The land on which your foot has walked shall certainly be an inheritance to you and to your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God fully. And now behold, the Lord has let me live, just as he spoke, these 45 years, from the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses, when Israel walked in the wilderness. And now behold, I am 85 years old today. I am still as strong as I was on the day Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so my strength is now, for war and for going out and coming in. Now then, give me this hill country about which the Lord spoke on that day, for you heard on that day that Anakim were there, with great fortified cities. Perhaps the Lord will be with me, and I will drive them out just as the Lord has spoken." So Joshua blessed him, and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance. Therefore, Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day, because he followed the Lord God of Israel fully. Now the name of Hebron was previously Kiriath Arba, for Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim. Then the land was at rest from war. Matthew 15. Then some Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem, and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." And he answered and said to them, "Why do you yourselves also break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and 'The one who speaks evil of father or mother is to be put to death.' But you say, 'Whoever says to his father or mother, whatever I have that would help you has been given to God,' he is not to honor his father or mother. And by this, you have invalidated the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites, rightly did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me, and in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. After Jesus called the crowd to him, he said to them, Hear and understand. It is not what enters the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles the person. Then the disciples came and said to him, Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this statement? But he answered them and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant will be uprooted. Leave them alone. They are blind guides of blind people. And if a person who is blind guides another who is blind, both will fall into a pit. Peter said to him, Explain the parable to us. Jesus said, Are you also still lacking in understanding? Do you not understand that everything that goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is eliminated? But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and those things defile the person? For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murders, acts of adultery, other immoral sexual acts, thefts, false testimonies, and slanderous statements. These are the things that defile the person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile the person. Jesus went away from there, and withdrew into a region of Tyre and Sidon. And a Canaanite woman from that region came out and began to cry out, saying, Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he did not answer her with even a word. And his disciples came up and urged him, saying, Send her away, because she keeps shouting at us. But he answered and said, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and began to bow down before him, saying, Lord, help me. Yet he answered and said, It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. And she said, Yes, Lord, but please help, for even the dogs feed on the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus said to her, O woman, your faith is great. It shall be done for you as you desire. And her daughter was healed at once. Departing from there, Jesus went along the Sea of Galilee, and after going up on the mountain, he was sitting there. And large crowds came to him, bringing with them those who were limping, had impaired limbs, were blind, or were unable to speak, and many others, and they laid down at his feet, and he healed them. So the crowd was astonished as they saw those who were unable to speak talking, those with impaired limbs restored, those who were limping walking around, and those who were blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Now Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I feel compassion for the people, because they have remained with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I do not want to send them away hungry, for they might faint on the way. The disciples said to him, Where would we get so many loaves in this desolate place to satisfy such a large crowd? And Jesus said to them, How many loaves do you have? And they said, 7, and a few small fish. And he directed the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and after giving thanks, he broke them and started giving them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, 7 large baskets full. And those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And sending away the crowds, Jesus got into the boat and came to the region of Magadan. First Thessalonians 3. Therefore, when we could no longer endure it, we thought it best to be left behind, alone at Athens, and we sent Timothy, our brother, and God's fellow worker in the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you for the benefit of your faith, so that no one would be disturbed by these afflictions. For you yourselves know that we have been destined for this. For even when we were with you, we kept telling you in advance that we were going to suffer affliction, and so it happened, as you know. For this reason, when I could no longer endure it, I also sent to find out about your faith, for fear that the tempter might have tempted you and our labor would be for nothing. But now that Timothy has come to us from you and has brought us good news of your faith and love, and that you always think kindly of us, longing to see us just as we also long to see you. For this reason, brothers and sisters, in all our distress and affliction, we were comforted about you through your faith. For now we really live, if you stand firm in the Lord. For what thanks can we give to God for you in return for all the joy with which we rejoice because of you before our God, as we keep praying most earnestly night and day that we may see your faces and may complete what is lacking in your faith? Now, may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you, and may the Lord cause you to increase and overflow in love for one another and for all people, just as we also do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Proverbs 6:12-19. A worthless person, a wicked man, is one who walks with a perverse mouth, who winks with his eyes, who signals with his feet, who points with his fingers, who with perversion in his heart continually devises evil, who spreads strife. Therefore, his disaster will come suddenly. Instantly, he will be broken, and there will be no healing. There are 6 things that the Lord hates, 7 that are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil, a false witness who declares lies, and one who spreads strife among brothers. Psalm 86. Incline your ear, Lord, and answer me, for I am afflicted and needy. Protect my soul, for I am godly. You, my God, save your servant who trusts in you. Be gracious to me, Lord, for I call upon you all day long. Make the soul of your servant joyful, for to you, Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and abundant in mercy to all who call upon you. Listen, Lord, to my prayer, and give your attention to the sound of my pleading. On the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me. There is no one like you among the gods, Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All nations whom you have made will come and worship before you, Lord, and they will glorify your name. For you are great, and you do wondrous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will give thanks to you, Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For your graciousness toward me is great, and you have saved my soul from the depths of Sheol. God, arrogant men have risen up against me, and a gang of violent men have sought my life, and they have not set you before them. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abundant in mercy and truth. Turn to me, and be gracious to me. Grant your strength to your servant, and save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign of good, that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me.